Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, national PR firm, behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Lorne Holden, an award-winning artist and author of the best-selling book, Make It Happen in 10 Minutes a Day, the simple, life-saving method for getting things done. Today, we'll be discussing the 10-minute-a-day methodology and how you can use it to accomplish goals more quickly. Welcome, Lorne.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure, and I saw this information come over, and I thought, 10 minutes a day, that's it? I feel like that's one of those exercise infomercials. It's like, in just 10 minutes a day, you can get the abs of your dreams. But is it true? Can you really get anything done in 10 minutes a day, especially if you're being pulled in like 10 different directions?
Well, what's really amazing is that when you decide for yourself that you're just going to take 10 minutes a day, so the invitation is just basically almost like a sliver of time. And what you bring to it is your full intention and your clarity of intention. You would be amazed at what you can get done. I call it time blooming, because once you bring that clarity of intention to this amount of time, it's like time expands and you find your own sense of momentum. And also, it can sometimes be the portal to your own engagement. It's the doorway for you stepping on the road. This is particularly true if you're a procrastinator. If you ask yourself just to try 10 minutes a day, you're in, you've tried your 10 minutes, and sometimes you keep going.
Right. It's like that that concept of, okay, I always go back to working out, because that's always my thing, right?
Right.
Right. That's always the issue. That's always one of the things that I have a hard time just doing, even just for 10 minutes a day, even though you talk about cumulative results. I mean, it does work.
Right.
But
right.
I know that when I get started, you take the first few steps, and you do say, hey, 10 minutes, I can do 10 minutes. You can probably almost do anything for 10 minutes, except for a wall sit. But you start and you do keep going. The hardest part is starting, right?
That is absolutely true. And that's why this idea is this fantastic invitation that just gently pulls you forward. And then either you end in your 10 minutes and you do the next 10 minutes the next day, or you keep going. And, you know, it's very powerful. Some of the feedback I've gotten from this book has been amazing. There's a writer, a Canadian writer, who was trying to get started on a book for years and couldn't start. And she kept thinking that she needed one more piece of information or this or that or this. And as we exchanged books, and I gave her my book, and it was the key, because she realized if her request was only to do 10 minutes, no problem. And she went right for it. And, you know, she wrote 4,000 words in the first 4 days. And to
wow.
support you, by the way, I just wanted to say that don't forget, I call it the make it happen math. 10 minutes a day is 70 minutes a week. So even if you only exercise for 10 minutes a day, that's over an hour a week. That's a lot of exercise to miss
right.
or to get. And there's even medical research that says exercising 10 minutes a day can add 2 years to your life. Someone did a study. And
wow.
so it's
wow.
actually, it's very powerful. I think why make it happen in 10 minutes a day is such an effective idea is because we tend to think we need big time to get big results. And in
mm-hmm.
fact, you can get incredible results by applying yourself with clarity to small amounts of time every day.
You know what, Lorne? I agree with you wholeheartedly. As a matter of fact, when you think you need big allotments of time to get big results, that's basically counterproductive, right? Because you're like, oh, God, you know, I got to work out for an hour and a half. It's just, I can't do that. And then you feel worse. And, you know, that can be applied to, it doesn't have to just be exercise, but it could be applied to whatever it is that you procrastinate, whether it's maybe it's a home budget project, or it's a project at work that you're just like, oh, God, I got to spend so much time. And then you just kind of push it off and push it off. And then it just piles up and piles up, and it gets worse and worse instead of chunking it down, so to speak.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the things that you can actually achieve in 10 minutes are incredible. You can write a novel. You can learn language. You can study for a test. You can build a garden. Mm-hmm. One of the most moving pieces of feedback for me was a woman who came to hear me speak. And she first thought, oh, well, that'll help me be effective around the house. But then something much more powerful happened for her. She's in her 60s. She's retired. Her life is very good. But she had never learned to swim, and she lived with a lifelong fear of water. And she realized that if she just asked herself to be in the water 10 minutes a day, perhaps she could move past that fear. And she has. She's in her 60s and approaching this lifelong fear with just this gentle request, 10 minutes a day in the water, allowed her to move past it. It's been completely transforming for her life.
Wow. Now, we've talked about exercise. You're talking about moving beyond some fears. You're talking about projects and for procrastinators. Mm-hmm. What other types of things can you do in 10 minutes a day to make a difference?
Wow. Well, to make a difference, well, I think what we can do is we can make a difference for ourselves, and we can make a difference for people we love. One thing we can do, and I actually believe this is more important than ever in our interconnected world through technology, is simply spend 10 minutes a day with someone you love. I call it 10 minutes to connect. It's, again, it's amazing how powerful intention is. And when you bring that to your relationship, it can really enhance your relationships. Another idea is that a friend of mine who's a city planner who's got a very busy life uses it to actually cook healthier meals. So she preps her meals by, like, let's say Tuesday night dinner. On Monday night, she uses 10 minutes to prep that meal. On Tuesday morning, she uses 10 minutes to prep that meal. So by the time she's home Tuesday evening, she can just get cooking and the meal is halfway done.
Yeah, wow. Right. So get something started. You could just get something started. And if
yeah.
you're not one of those people that, that don't finish what you start, then you will come back to it and be like, oh, I've got to finish this. Here's another 10 minutes.
Right. And also right. there's a beautiful momentum that starts to happen. Like, let's say you make a decision
sure.
to do something for 10 minutes a day for 7 days. You're in it by the end of those 7 days.
Yeah. You might want to do more, like you said.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I wrote the book in 10
like
minutes a day. Exactly. Exactly. And it's a different way of being engaged with your life. As I always say, you know, you go from the person who has always wanted to learn Italian to the person who's learning Italian. And that's completely different.
That's powerful, even just the
Very.
Thought of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and then from that place of power, imagine what else can happen.
Right.
Because you're in a more powerful place, right?
Well, you know what, Lauren? You've given us a lot to think about. I mean, really, it's just a little bit. It's just a little bit, but it will, it could, you just don't know. Once, again, you just put the, you take that first step, put one foot in front of the other,
right.
you know, literally or figuratively speaking,
right.
and you can open up a whole new world for yourself of possibility, of that feeling of accomplishment as well.
Yes.
It's always
yes.
very motivating and energizing and lets you say, hey, well, one of Annie's favorite sayings is the more you do, the more you can do. And so just start doing. And
exactly.
I think 10 minutes is a great place for those of us who are out there who may be procrastinators or just paralyzed, you know, paralyzed by fear sometimes for things too.
Exactly.
So,
or simply just really busy. Simply
yeah.
that for people.
Right.
And let's face it, I don't know anyone who's not busy these days.
Yeah.
So.
That's exactly right. And I know that you have so many more tips and everything in your book, Make It Happen in 10 Minutes a Day, the simple life-saving method for getting things done. And of course, listeners can learn so much more about Lauren Holden and her best-selling book at her website, makeithappenin10minutesaday.com. So thanks again, Lauren. This was really a fun interview. And listeners out there, hopefully you can apply this 10-minute-a-day methodology to your life and see some amazing results.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure, and this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com. Discover those bloggers that just are right for you. So thanks so much. Till next time.